My name is Timi Machetla. It's the 24th of June, 2010. I'm in Tirana, Albania, with Mr. Dritan Agoli, who has served several important positions in the Tirana municipality. First as the General Director of Public Works from 2000 to 2005, and then the General Director of Urban Planning until 2008 when he became the General Administrator in the city municipality. Thank you very much for agreeing to this interview. And can I just confirm that this is a voluntary discussion?
Yes.
Excellent.
I confirm this.
Can you begin by giving us a brief overview of your career and explain how you came to be involved working at the municipality?
It started in October 2000, when Mr. Hadirama became the mayor of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a vision to create another city,
mm-hmm.
another municipality, another administrator. So the background when he became the mayor of the city was Tirana had no public green areas.
Mm-hmm.
So every parks in the city was occupied by illegal construction, illegal kiosks, illegal buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Even the main park of the city,
mm-hmm.
that we called Park Orinia Youth Park. And the street lights, I will give you some figures. So
mm-hmm.
in Tirana were around 78 street lights functioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so only mm-hmm. say 78 lights on the streets.
Wow.
And asphalt was something that just repairing small pieces of in huge
mm-hmm.
Holes in the streets,
mm-hmm.
on the streets. And what was, let's say, the importance, even the citizens of Tirana were hopeless, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So they were used with this, let's say, atmosphere, saying,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is our city. And there, the usual saying was, okay, Tirana could not be,
mm-hmm.
you know. Okay, we are in Tirana, this is Tirana.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that Mr. Hadirama did, you know, he tried to put another spirit
mm-hmm.
inside the municipality, inside the administration. And for this, he recruited young people
mm-hmm.
from every part of Albania, from abroad. So, and he created a team, let's
mm-hmm.
say,
mm-hmm.
mixed with existing administration and the newcomers, let's
mm-hmm.
say. And so part of this new team, I was,
mm-hmm.
became first as a director dealing with green areas, street lights and facades.
Okay.
And the first challenge was how to do, so in a city that the expression that had a lot of problem is not correct. So it was a big, all the city was a problem, you know? A problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
And to start to do something and without having money.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a problem to solve, very, very difficult problem to
mm-hmm.
solve. So the budget at that time was, so for investment was around 300 million lek, means around $3 million.
Okay.
So
for
the city budgets in a year,
mm-hmm.
so for the investment.
Mm-hmm.
So this was this for workers for street cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So the garbage were everywhere, even
yeah.
in front of the Prime Minister building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see the destroyed garbage bins full of garbages.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I said, he started first with a new spirit,
mm-hmm.
saying, okay, no, things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Even in this city, even the change can be done. And we started in two directions. First was with facades.
Mm-hmm.
So the first idea, you know, the background of our mayor is being a painter.
Mm-hmm.
And his idea is with little money to paint facades of
mm-hmm.
the main streets.
Okay.
And when we started to paint the first road, the Dursi Road,
okay.
The color of the buildings were, you know, red,
mm-hmm.
orange, white, blue, different colors. And a big debate started over that. And it was not from the beginning, was a city debate, and after that it became a national debate, even the parliament. Everybody discussing, saying color. Half of the people saying no. This is horrible. What are these colors? These are Eddie Rama's color. And the half of the other say, no, these are nice color. Why not? Etc., etc. Even in parliament. And the important thing is that we made a survey in this time. So, let's say 55% of the people saying yes, we like the colors, and 45 saying no. But the, to the question that do you want this project to continue, around 85% saying yes, we want this project to continue, but with different colors. And what has happened for after 10 years of transition, let's say, is that it was the first time that people were discussing, were debating. You know, it's like our mayor had the expression like a person being, you know, with sleep pillows, and in a certain moment you shake and wake up and start to discuss and to debate, so they feel alive. And after that, the second thing, the second direction was to start to destroy the illegal buildings in public areas, in public parks, and to give the messages that so the colors was a message that we can change with a little thing, with something small, we can make a difference. And things can change, can be changed. Second one is that, okay, the law has come. Now it's not anymore something, and we should take care for the community areas, for public areas. And we're starting to demolish the buildings on the new park, on the youth park, the main park of the city. And, you know, the resistance at the beginning was too much resistance.
How was the resistance shown?
Okay, showing, because you know, all of these were not residential building. They were restaurants, bars, motels in the middle of the city, and most of them were, you know, for drug dealers, for prostitution. So were the black part of the of the city, and their residents were, you know, threatening and saying, okay, you will not come, we are here, etc., etc. I can tell you the story. This is a story that our mayor tells everywhere. It's the first building that we destroyed, the Lana River, a river. It was a motel called Titanic, and were, let's say, three brothers owning this motel. And when the paper of the construction police saying that within 5 days you should demolish your building because this is illegal in a public space, they threatened with death, saying we are going to kill you, mayor, if you will come here. And the mayor say, okay, after 5 days, 5 days in 12 o'clock midnight, your time will expire, and I'll be there. And a quarter of hour before 12 o'clock, with all the place around, surrounded with the police, he showed there and knocked to the door of the... And one of them came out and said, okay, you have 15 minutes now. And the bulldozer, or the engine was on, waiting. And he said, no, I'm going to kill you. He said, no, you have no more time now. And he said, the bulldozer hit the building. And the, the bulldozer like this, and the building was... shaking, and you can see people going out, and we destroyed the next day this building, and from that, you know, things were easier.
Okay.
So that's, you know, an unimaginable story for for you, but this happened. And my first task, destroying all this building, was to become this in a park again, because it is all concrete. But all concrete. It was even a fountain, fountain, and I don't know. I will find some pictures if you, and we started with our municipal enterprises, city workers. We asked for help to NATO. There was some NATO in Durrës, in the city of Durrës, mm-hmm. NATO soldiers, and we asked for two excavators and okay. and trucks mm-hmm. to help us, and mm-hmm. they help us. And within 3 months, mm-hmm. we removed all the concretes, wow. but even and we refilled with earth, mm-hmm. and we put grass, we put flowers, mm-hmm. we put benches, mm-hmm. and we make the roads. Mm-hmm. We make the fountain in function, mm-hmm. and it, when we opened the fence, you know, mm-hmm. we were surrounded. It was kind of well, how?
Yeah.
And I remember a discussion with one of the NATO soldiers when that he came with the trucks uh-huh. at the beginning and said, "Okay, my duty is to do it within 3 months. Mm-hmm. So 3 months it should be the covered with grass, would be green." Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He said, "No, this is not impossible." He said, uh-huh. "It was an Italian soldier, officer, not a soldier." Mm-hmm. He said, "No, are you crazy? This is not if not even if say a single." Grass, uh-huh. you'll be happy. And we had when we finished, we had a ceremony, giving even a certificate of mm-hmm. thankfulness to NATO. And I said, "Look, I really said unimaginable. Yeah. I couldn't imagine this." Mm-hmm. So and after that, continue with the facades, continue with destroying the illegal building, and saying mm-hmm. that the things are changing. Mm-hmm. This created even in the businesses another climb, you say. Mm-hmm. And we raised our revenues mm-hmm. from 300 the first year to 1 point, so from $3 million to $12 million. Mm-hmm. And step by step we started, you know.
Sorry, when was it, $12 million?
Pardon?
From $3 million in the first year to $12 million in the next year, or which year?
Yeah, in the next year, yeah. No, the next year it was $9 million, and the next year was $12 million. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We started after that with road infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And for the first time, we didn't put only asphalt, but we made all the all the underground infrastructures, so mm-hmm. sewage, water pipes, and sidewalks, and street, and lightning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mm-hmm. we're a normal city, let's say, mm-hmm. with problems. Mm-hmm. Like
any city.
Like any city in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So that's how it began.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to ask you some
and
more questions.
We are happy now. That mm-hmm. Now it's not the expression that people saying that, no, this is Tirana, we cannot change it. Mm-hmm. But people are now asking for air pollution, for mm-hmm. traffic solution, for every normal problem that mm-hmm. people's in Europe. We half an hour before, we had kind of a ceremony mm-hmm. because we are pushing to the public transport too much mm-hmm. in this moment. Mm-hmm. And we are working, we're giving license to private operators. So this is how it operates for the public transport, public buses. Mm-hmm. And we worked 6 months and we put another level of standard mm-hmm. now. And mm-hmm. just the first part of new buses, there are 2010 buses mm-hmm. production. So mm-hmm. with Euro 5, it's the high standard of pollution that has zero pollution. Mm-hmm. And the mayor just inaugurated the first 11 buses. Mm-hmm. Until March, we'll have all the buses new in the main lines of the city. So with air condition, mm-hmm. with everything that mm-hmm. are in Europe. Mm-hmm. So, and I was thinking when I was at the ceremony, mm-hmm. I was thinking when it begins. To think about new buses at that time, it was, you know, being what you were saying, like, you know, are you crazy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Mm-hmm.
But now people are asking
yeah.
more and more and more and more, and now we are in a position that what to do.
Well, this is something I'd like to ask you about, which is the sequencing of these reforms. So you said that some of the first things you did were the facades. Can you describe to me a bit more? You said it started somewhere fairly central, and then there was a discussion and a decision to continue. How many buildings were painted? Was this all using city money? Can you describe a bit more how this happened?
Okay, we started with the first road, and after that with some small money from the city, mm-hmm. and with our enterprise, we make the second road, mm-hmm. And after that, in 2002, it was organized first for the first time the Biennale of Tirana.
Uh-huh.
And it was an idea of some well-known artists. Mm-hmm. And they make, you know, they take another segment of the Ring Road.
Mm-hmm.
And each building was painted by an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the Biennale was even the buildings around the city painted uh-huh. by the artists. This beautiful building. With you know, a sentence script that these are mm-hmm. the things we are fighting for.
Yeah.
By, and I can I will give you the presentation and to show. And it was done twice.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have completed all the main roads of mm-hmm. the city mm-hmm. are painted, are colorful.
Mm-hmm. Private buildings. Houses and municipal buildings.
No, all. So mm-hmm. institution. What? So if you take a road, all the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
On the two sides of the road are painted.
Mm-hmm. And how much would you say that's cost? Do you have a figure to associate with it?
It was 0.9 at the beginning.
Yeah.
But you know, the cost of the color is not too much.
Mm-hmm.
I can find the figures from okay. the budget, but
mm-hmm.
so the first project was, I don't remember, about $50,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for the first road.
Okay.
And
okay.
it was because, you know, it was a project with, mm-hmm. I think, a World Bank project to mm-hmm. make the sidewalk of this road. And the mayor insisted, said, no, I'm going to do even the facades.
Mm-hmm.
And they said yes at the beginning. And the funny thing was the supervisor was a French guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when the mayor said, okay, the colors will be like this, he was terrified. No, what is this color? It's normal. They say, okay, if you don't like it, you can go, but the colors will be like this. And it was.
What did you think when it first happened?
No, you know, it was different.
Yeah.
So, change has come. Mm-hmm. So it was the first reaction, and I was very excited about this. I was the person even dealing with this,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see how the work is going. But it's different, because it's not that we had the normal facade. It's not even that. Our buildings have any value from an architectural point mm-hmm. of view, mm-hmm. from old building, etc., etc. In old buildings, okay, we have kept as it was before.
Mm-hmm.
But it was this prefabricated communist mm-hmm. buildings,
mm-hmm.
and all the facades was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no colors, like you know, the dusty color, the gray, the dusty mm-hmm. color, and the color was, you know, like waking up somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're sleeping and waiting. Well, what was happening?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm, mm-hmm. the reaction.
Mm-hmm. So you said it started, it was a World Bank project to do sidewalks, but then it was the mayor's decision to take it further.
And after that, we put some money from our budget
uh-huh.
with our enterprise. And after that, we started as a project
uh-huh. okay.
with donors
mm-hmm,
with
mm-hmm.
and with municipality budget.
Mm-hmm. And so you also mentioned clearing out illegal buildings, starting with the youth park, and the example of that hotel, the motel, which was first knocked down, and that was, sort of gave a sign to others. You know, many people have said that at the time it seemed that it would be very politically risky to clear out those buildings because, you know, behind each of the kiosks stood a politician or somebody who was very powerful. Can you describe how the municipality was able to take that step of knocking down those buildings? Was there compensation offered? Was there any, you know, were they allowed to build elsewhere? What were some of the bargains, if there were any?
No, what happened is, no, it was not a compensation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true, that behind each building there was somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they have used public land for 10 years, paying nothing,
mm-hmm.
even paying even taxes.
Okay.
And they have taken their benefits.
Mm-hmm.
First. Second, how we manage? We manage, first of all, with equality.
Mm-hmm.
So it was not that we made differences.
Mm-hmm.
So we start here and all the buildings will be down.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment that they see that there is no difference, this is my friend or this is my party or this is an important mm-hmm. person and mm-hmm. We cannot destroy this. So the moment that they saw that we made no differences,
mm-hmm.
they said, okay, this has finished now.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing, okay, we facilitated saying, and everybody of them, all, let's say 95% of these businesses,
mm-hmm.
that was normal businesses, not these were reopened in a legal way, okay, in a legal manner. So mm-hmm. they hired legal spaces, they mm-hmm. started to build mm-hmm. with permission, mm-hmm. and they even their businesses were better. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's not that, but the first reaction is, you know, people, if you are used with something, it's too mm-hmm. hard to change, even to change your to paint your house, mm-hmm. make you reactive, saying, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to change all. And so it was hard, but after they saw that mm-hmm. this is something that has finished, mm-hmm. the resistance was zero.
Okay.
So, and they even started to destroy themselves, to take mm-hmm. materials, to mm-hmm. take mm-hmm. windows, you know, that can be reused, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. So they started to destroy themselves.
Okay. And so was there a list of people whose properties have been destroyed to say they'll get priority for new building space, or they'll get permits so that they can open up their new business,
no,
or anything like
no,
that?
No.
Okay. And there was no economic compensation for the...
No.
Okay, just to clarify, because it does seem like quite an amazing thing for, you know, the municipality to have done in terms of its impact. So you said that after that area was cleaned out and after 3 months, was that by 2000... Which year was it completed, the youth park?
The youth park was completed in June of 2001.
Okay, okay.
We started in March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In June.
And then after that, there were other illegal buildings that were taken down around the city?
Yes.
Can you describe to me?
We cleared all the river, so mm-hmm. the benches of the river were covered with illegal buildings. You will see on photos. Mm-hmm. So it was no... So the river was in between two lines, continuous line of buildings,
wow.
illegally starting from one floor mm-hmm. till seventh floor mm-hmm. building.
Mm-hmm.
And we started with the river mm-hmm. till 2000, end of 2002, beginning of 2003, we demolished all of them. Mm-hmm. And we started the work step by step, reconstructing the main boulevards on the both sides of the river and mm-hmm. making the river green areas, planting trees. And mm-hmm. so I don't know if you had the chance to see. So all this... I'll see for that, so you cannot imagine. It's covered on the both sides, building.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a channel between buildings.
Okay. And were those houses or were those
no,
businesses?
No, all businesses, bars, pub, cafe,
okay.
all this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shops,
mm-hmm.
all this thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing that someone has mentioned to me is that, you know, one of the reasons there was so much construction was a few things. Firstly, you know, it was after the transition and there had never been private restaurants and bars before, but also people were coming into Tirana from other parts of the city and especially the north. Was there a sense that it would be politically difficult in terms of, you know, creating division amongst certain groups of people by knocking down those buildings? Was there any sort of concern about that?
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Our problem is that we are having a difficult transition mm-hmm. because we are still in transition. This is our problem, that 20 years and we are still in transition.
Mm-hmm.
And Tirana in 1991 was 220,000 inhabitants.
Mm-hmm.
And now Tirana is around 750,000 inhabitants. So mm-hmm. within 20 years, mm-hmm. it has multiplied with 4, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
It's something, huge. And all this mm-hmm. inner migration coming from north, from south, from mm-hmm. every part of Albania is because Tirana offer opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even mentality, because in communist system we are not allowed to live, mm-hmm. to move free from one city to where it was with a permission, mm-hmm. you should have a war, you should have everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now that democracy came, everybody mm-hmm. wanted to go to Tirana.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure we have a lot of problems. For sure we have a lot of illegal buildings, mm-hmm. residential area around the city,
okay.
that we are dealing with those areas by having the process of legalize them,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and also to have the process of integration, so mm-hmm. to have infrastructure to be integrated to the city,
mm-hmm,
social
mm-hmm.
infrastructure, public infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
Road infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
But this area were that I'm speaking with demolition are were not residential area, were not like this, were just businesses that were using public land, green areas, most of them, squares for their personal profits.
And so those were some of the earlier reforms. You then said that you worked on developing road infrastructure, laying down pipes and water lines and for lighting. Can you describe more how those reforms were carried out?
Okay, well, so with the money, the first budget, we did some roads, three roads, reconstruction, the reconstruction, everything. And so our philosophy is to do it, not to do it like in Albania, make a road for Albania, but to do the road like in Paris, like in Berlin, like in London. So the mayor said, I want the road to be the tiles of the sidewalk to be the best tile, the all the quality to be the, because otherwise we're not going to Europe. And we did the first three roads, and okay, people also were enthusiastic and shocked. Okay, having a road even with a sidewalk, even with some new street lights coming from Italy, and modern one, and even with three trees, and even having the new pipe of water and the sewage and everything, and even to the, you know, sign marks, and. We at that time we applied to the central government even for some funds because we did projects too much projects and we were financed for this project and as I said, so city entered in a normal way of of functioning. The businesses had a boom. We had a boom of tax collections without, and so we multiply with four tax collection within 3 years without raising any tax. Just because nobody was paying taxes here. But people now start to think differently. Even businesses say, okay, I should pay the tax because I want the road to be paved even in front of my shop. So that's so the change is not to make a road. The change is not to make a college, to change the people's mind. You know, to people's mind, people's behavior, people's inspiration, let's say. That's okay, after that I said we now our budget for investment is about 35 million euros, let's say. And we are working now, we are thinking about big projects. But big projects need big support, financial support from government, and, and as you maybe know, we are now even politically over government attack. 5 years now to block the municipality because our mayor is the head of the opposition. So, but we are working. We are still working.
Okay. I'd like to ask you some more about that, but before I do, you said that initially you built three roads. Which roads were those? How did you select which roads you would first
it was,
work on?
It was the Muslim Shiri Road. It was the road in front of the parliament. And, okay, even this road was enlarged. It was a one-way road and with two lanes, and we make six-lane roads with a sidewalk in the middles, and in front of the parliament, the road that goes to the river was the second, and the third road is the Chamaria Road, is the road here, smaller road in the, that we wanted to make a pedestrian road for pedestrians.
How did you select those roads?
Pardon?
Why did you choose those roads?
Okay. Muslim Shiri Road is one of the main roads of the city, and it was a road a business war with businesses, and we wanted to give value. And this the road in front of the parliament is part of the inner ring road, and it was crucial for the traffic at the moment because we have really congestion. And this is in the center, this road, and we wanted to implement even the pedestrian. Pedestrian areas, pedestrian ideas. So that was the reason. But you know, having all the roads destroyed, you know, to choose three of them is just even a chance. Okay, we will pick three of them. We thought like this and we choose those roads.
Okay,
we propose on the city council, because according to our law, the city council approved the projects that we are going to do with our budget. We proposed those roads, we did projects for those roads. And they were
Why
approved.
Were the roads so destroyed by this stage?
Because in 10 years, nobody cared about them. And in 10 years, you can have, you know, how, what is this? Digs the
Like a digger.
Yeah, like a digger. You can have a digger, and if you have a problem to connect the water, you can dig the road, connect the water without permission, and leaving the road like this. You know, the roads were done from communists, and even the last year of the communism, the economy was so bad, and they don't invest in maintenance and things like that. And in 10 years, if you don't make nothing, the road will. The road were narrow because in communism the private cars were not allowed. We had only state-owned cars. So in the city of Tirana, it was a paradise of pedestrian people. Only 20 cars coming around in the city. So even the roads were too narrow for. And now that the traffic problems, we should wider the roads, we should have new sidewalks, we have street lights. So that was why they were so destroyed.
Okay. Why did the former administration not maintain?
Okay. The first day that the mayor entered the municipality, he was surprised because of two things. There were a lot of televisions inside the offices, so more television than computers, and ash trees, a lot of ash trees, a lot. And he put an order, so he removed all the televisions, and he said this is a smoking-free area, no smoke inside the municipality, and hundreds of ash trees, you know, coming. And so those two examples, can imagine why.
Yeah,
because they were seeing television all the days. It's why to do, and they were, you know, the funny thing is that in this city or in this country, if you do something, you will be in the target to be attacked, to be, some will say yes, some will say no. If you do nothing, we'll say, hey, he's a good guy, he's doing nothing. And they were all good guys. The mayor was now saying he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He did nothing, but he's a good guy. Because he did nothing.
Yeah.
Why to work? Because why to have to be in the middle of the debate, even the parliament, the opposition at the time, saying that you are destroying the city, what are these perverse colors, and this is not our city, and, you know.
Yeah.
They're doing nothing.
How did he respond when people started to complain about the colors and the action in the...
So, for that reason, we did a survey. So people wanted this to continue.
How many people
and were now, saying? And now you can go around Albania and see in other cities painting the buildings, or even when new buildings were... so the new application for new buildings, the facades were colorful, and you know, it became like a mod, you know? Having the building with colors.
So if the mayor came in here and changed the way people were working, did they resist? What was their reaction?
No. So, you know, I said this is how you orient people and how they will see to you if you are determined to do this thing. They say, okay, we can do it. If they see that this is something, because people are, you know, psychologically, they test you. Is it serious or not? So is it something for 1 month? Okay, they will start to work 1 month and waiting till you will forget about this. If you see that you continue to do, so they change. And we have now, say, half of the administration is still working now for the, because one of the things that Edirama did is that he didn't make selection from political. Because, you know, in Albania, when a party came in powers, they changed all the administration, put their party people, and this thing go on forever. He said, no, only people that can do the work. Mm-hmm. And half of them were even accused by the Socialist Party at that time, mm-hmm. because the municipality that was won by the Socialist Party, mm-hmm. more than half of the people were Democrats, mm-hmm. you know, voting for the Democrats. And mm-hmm. mayor saying, yeah, I don't care. Mm-hmm. If they are doing their work, they are fine with me. Mm-hmm. So even this was something that motivated people, mm-hmm. because they were waiting now that Edi Rama has come, we will be fired, mm-hmm. because we have worked with a Democratic Party mayor. Mm-hmm. And when he said, I don't care what, they were motivated. Mm-hmm. And this created a group of people working and believing in something that was not party, was not Edi Rama, mm-hmm. it's a project. Mm-hmm. The project to change the city. Mm-hmm. So we believe really, and we believe in this project. Mm-hmm. And we have changed the city. Mm-hmm. But now our project is to make city a European city. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So was there anything else that he did to build the support amongst the staff to motivate them to work and fulfill his vision?
Okay. There are different, or a lot of small mm-hmm. things, small details, starting from, the regulation that every man in the building should have a tie and should mm-hmm. be serious, mm-hmm. and organizing those end of New Year mm-hmm. party with the administration, mm-hmm. or for the Women's Day, mm-hmm. all the women's. I remember in 2002 we made kind of a big event mm-hmm. with all the women's in Women's Day of the mm-hmm. municipality. And he put all the men's director with a tie, like, mm-hmm. tie like this, yeah, the waiters.
Yeah. Like a bow tie?
No, waiters. Okay. And serving, so uh-huh. they're serving to the women. So being the waiters. Uh-huh. So these are small details.
Yeah.
And the fact that people that has new idea or people that wanted to work, he motivated or making directors, making motivated people mm-hmm. to work more. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so how many, did he get rid of any of the staff when he arrived, or and did he bring in new people?
Sure, he bring new people. And the first year was, even changing. Most of the new people, or mm-hmm. let's say a lot of new people that came after 1 year, they went out because mm-hmm. we're not successful. Mm-hmm. So it was really a change till he created this. Sorry.
So you were saying that this was a period when, after the first year, some people left who had been brought in, and it was a period where things were changing a lot?
Pardon?
You said that when, in the first year, there had been some new people that came, but that also some of them left after that first year. And
yes. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know the mayor before you joined, and how did you get involved? What had you been doing before?
No, I've been in another city till 2000, okay. in City of Fieri. Uh-huh. I have worked for municipality of City of Fieri. I was a cleaning supervisor uh-huh. for 3 years. And no, I didn't know the mayor at all. Mm-hmm. And I have been even right, politically right part, uh-huh. right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, even political connection, mm-hmm. no political connection. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine that started to work in municipality, mm-hmm. Know me, and he said, okay, he proposed it. This is okay. A new guy, we can test him mm-hmm. with new ideas. And I started, mm-hmm. and started first with facade and things like that. Mm-hmm. Mayor saw me, and after 1 year, uh-huh. so the guy that proposed me was a general director of public works. After 1 year, he left, okay. and I became the general director of public works.
And how big was the team that you worked with on some of these projects?
Pardon?
How big was the team, your directorate, that you...
As a small director, let's mm-hmm. say, or as a general director? As a small director, it was, there were three sectors with, let's say, 12 people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And as a general director, it was about 50 people,
okay.
54, I think. But also, even the municipal enterprises were mm-hmm. under our okay. responsibility at the time, so the cleaning of the city mm-hmm. and the maintenance of the roads. And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I've heard that the mayor introduced the idea of working in sort of public-private partnerships. Can you describe that a bit to me? Is that true?
Yeah, public. Now, the concept of public-private partnership. One thing that is public-private partnership is the transport, public transport. So
okay.
In 2002, we changed. The, mm-hmm. Because till 2001, it was all municipality service offered.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few buses
mm-hmm.
in very good, very bad condition.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed the way. So there were about five lines, let's say,
mm-hmm.
in the city,
mm-hmm.
and we left only one line to the municipality, let's say, operator,
mm-hmm.
and the other four lines, and after that we made, now we have 12 lines,
okay.
and we are open to new ones, will be 14.
Mm-hmm.
We started a cooperation with the private sector,
mm-hmm.
offering to private operator,
mm-hmm.
saying, okay, we have no capacity to invest on
mm-hmm.
new buses or in buses. We will give you, and the first license were 1 year's license with,
mm-hmm.
you know, repeating every year.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we are giving 5 years license
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And the changes were, so with private mm-hmm. Partnership, with private money, we offer the public
mm-hmm.
Service, like the public transport to the city, with a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a way of mm-hmm. public-private partnership.
Okay.
Also, you know, how to say public-private, even with in the construction,
mm-hmm.
we start a real collaboration with the Association of Builders
mm-hmm.
Construction, and the construction take a boom, let's say, during
mm-hmm.
all these years.
Mm-hmm.
But it was connected, you know, offering new infrastructure, offering
mm-hmm.
new public spaces make things more attractive even
mm-hmm.
for the private investors
mm-hmm.
and to start to so that's
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how have you introduced any measures to ensure that you can monitor the performance of these private contractors that are providing public services?
Okay, so we have our inspectors
mm-hmm.
so we have a directory now. This is a directory of let's say monitoring and controlling the territory,
mm-hmm.
and one sector is focused on the inspectors that control the public transport, the frequencies, the lines,
mm-hmm.
the condition
mm-hmm.
of the buses, everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have our inspectors. Then we have the right to remove
mm-hmm.
the license if
mm-hmm.
we see that the service is not offering at the
mm-hmm.
level that we're asking.
Have you changed the license or removed the license in any of these cases?
One of them.
Okay.
Because, you know, we are supporting, even now I'm discussing, because
mm-hmm.
with those all these new buses that we're
mm-hmm.
asking, for sure all of them, there is a really big investment for
mm-hmm.
them. And we're offering to be partner of them to negotiate with the banks,
mm-hmm.
with the institutional finance. So we had the meeting with Raiffeisen Bank, and I was talking with the deputy mayor now,
mm-hmm.
because they are asking them to say, okay, we are in the middle, this is a public services, and we want to offer a good package for finance
mm-hmm.
package to these operators.
Mm-hmm.
And we are negotiating with them to support, to have, let's say, lower interest
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
better offers from them.
Mm-hmm.
And even being partner with the businesses
mm-hmm.
as a municipality gives to them,
mm-hmm.
let's say, better opportunities
mm-hmm.
for their businesses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you said there was a case where you did take the license back from one of the contractors.
Yeah, it was a case that we take the license back and give to the other, but we are supporting this because, you know, it started from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So there is nothing, and we want to these services on this,
mm-hmm.
this operator to be bigger and to raise, and they are now bigger. So some of them work even international.
Mm-hmm.
They have applied and they have taken even international transport
mm-hmm.
lines.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to, our let's say mission is to how to force them to
mm-hmm.
make them bigger
mm-hmm.
and to offer, not to just coming with inspector. Okay, you have not
mm-hmm.
done this, you have not done this, and remove this
mm-hmm.
the license.
Mm-hmm.
Being in a new business like this,
mm-hmm.
having a lot of investment even for the operator, so they cannot offer
mm-hmm.
a bad service because it's too risky for them, mm-hmm. removing mm-hmm. their license.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You mentioned the legalization of informal buildings. Can you tell me about that process?
Okay, this is one of the main problems that we have. We have around 40% of the city area
mm-hmm.
with illegal buildings, mostly around the city, like, mm-hmm. you know, all the areas around the city coming from all parts of Albania, building over there.
Mm-hmm.
And legalization law was approved in 2004, and after that were mm-hmm. modified in 2005,
mm-hmm.
that all these buildings should be legalized
okay.
with some conditions.
Mm-hmm.
What we have done is that it's not only a problem of legalization of a building and having, mm-hmm. you know, a house or mm-hmm. an apartment. The problem is to legalize their social,
mm-hmm.
because being in the area like ghettos,
mm-hmm.
Without roads, without electricity, without, because they have built everywhere
mm-hmm.
in these areas that were mostly empty areas,
mm-hmm.
the buffer zone of the city,
mm-hmm.
and with no infrastructure at all,
mm-hmm.
With no school, with no kindergarten, with, and this will be, you know, like dormitories, and we thought from the beginning that we'll face real problem,
mm-hmm.
Social problem in these areas. And what we were focusing, offering basic infrastructure
mm-hmm.
and to offer even social infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
schools, kindergarten, mm-hmm. playgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in 2002, a new, so the first project
mm-hmm.
that we did not only a single road but
mm-hmm.
an area, all the roads in the area,
mm-hmm.
and it was the mayor wanted to do it the most peripheric area.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly people coming from north of Albania,
mm-hmm.
and we made the project to reconstruct all the roads,
mm-hmm.
all the infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
and we reconstruct an old school,
mm-hmm.
and there we created the area, the empty area in
mm-hmm.
the front of the school, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah,
know.
Like a park, not a park.
Like the area where the sport facilities
okay.
and where the children's put it in lines.
Mm-hmm.
We did, there were no, we make mini soccer,
mm-hmm.
mini football
mm-hmm.
fields, but with artificial
like
grass.
Turf, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, that no artificial grass field were in Tirana,
uh-huh.
even private. We
yeah.
did in there.
Huh.
The high quality with basketball, with
yeah.
artificial grasses. And the deputy of the member of the parliament of this area
uh-huh.
was the head of Democratic Party of
uh-huh.
Tirana, Vili Minaroli. Now he's ambassador, I don't know, in Greece. Or.
Uh-huh.
And to imagine how difficult it were, he started to say to the 5 minutes, to the people around, that this football field
uh-huh.
is done by a dirama, and he's going to take you 1,000 lek to play this,
uh-huh.
and we cannot allow, because it was kind of his area,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
we will not allow a dirama to build a field here, and
uh-huh.
Saying to people you should burn.
Uh-huh.
And I had a problem. I was a general director of public works there. The company that is making the reconstruction saying, okay, please, I have finished the work. Come and take it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I cannot, I'm putting my guards,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know, maybe in the middle of the night somebody will come and to put a fire to those
mm-hmm.
fields, and I will be responsible for that, and I should do the work from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So. And it was crazy,
mm-hmm.
crazy to say that this will be, Edirama is going to ask to your children 1,000 lek for playing in this. This is a private business of Edirama and
mm-hmm.
his staff.
Mm-hmm.
Just to saying so, no lies, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, children were playing,
mm-hmm.
children were happy, nothing happened, and they forget
mm-hmm.
about this life. So you should imagine how even
yeah.
the... And we did this in the most peripheric area because our philosophy is, if we are not going to integrate those
mm-hmm.
people to the
mm-hmm.
city,
mm-hmm.
always it would be like, you know, a disease. Mm-hmm. For all the city. Mm-hmm. So this is the process now, not just to legalize, but even to have integration. We have invested a lot in these areas, mm-hmm.
So with that integration, what is the strategy? Are you going to do area by area, or all of the areas try to do different service levels at a time?
Both of these.
Okay.
So we have offered a minimum of infrastructure to all of them, mm-hmm. but when we had big project in a certain area, mm-hmm. we did with everything:
okay.
roads, sidewalks, trees, mm-hmm. street lights, new school, mm-hmm. kindergarten, mm-hmm. even in some cases facades.
Mm-hmm.
So everything,
mm-hmm.
and this area were totally transformed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, thank you. This has been a very helpful discussion. Is there anything else you'd like to add that, you know, this program is supposed to help people in other countries and other circumstances learn about how you address some of the challenges that you face to reform Toronto municipality? Is there anything you'd like to add?
I know.
That context?
I always are saying that the context is that if you believe in something,
mm-hmm.
and if you desire something, everything can, mm-hmm. can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Everything can happen. I will give you, can have even a photo. We haven't seen the kind of a roof garden.
Mm-hmm.
We have two terraces here, two empty terraces, people or smokers.
Mm-hmm.
And within 3 days, we transformed them in a roof garden,
mm-hmm.
with fruits, you know, a fruit tree,
mm-hmm.
olive, oranges, apple,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. And this is a project taken by some of our staff.
Mm-hmm.
One of the specialists from internet, he said, this is an idea.
Mm-hmm.
And with our enterprises, we bought the trees, we put some benches, and if you see now, it's a roof garden.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the environment, and mm-hmm. even our staff is happy.
Mm-hmm.
It's happy because they were staying in a roof garden, smoking 5 minutes a cigarette, having
mm-hmm.
fresh air. So, and what I was saying to in a meeting with the general directors on Friday, so this happened this Friday,
mm-hmm.
on Friday, that we are going to make the roof garden, and on Monday will be ready.
Mm-hmm.
All four of them said, nah, it's not possible, nah, you are joking now. Okay, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay, we'll see. And on Monday it was ready.
Yeah.
Me personally, okay, I went, people, painting, fixing the things, right? It's already ready. Okay, if you believe and if you desire something, everything can happen. So that's what I have learned with mm-hmm. all these 10 years in this municipality.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing those thoughts and experiences with us. Can I ask two quick questions? What is the name of the place?
You can continue with one of our architects, and she will provide you the CVs of like a facade. There are several presentations for facades,
mm-hmm.
project, and or how even the story of our city.
Yeah, yeah.
You can have these. There are several presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Even the difference in how it was before and how it changed.